Significant Business Results Radio features concise and compelling interviews with entrepreneurs and business leaders. Listen as they identify factors that drive innovation and measure significant business results. Be inspired and influenced by their insights and outcomes. Hosted by Fran McNeil, President of Significant Business Results, LLC.
Well, welcome to Significant Business Results Radio. I am your host, Fran McNeil, and joining me literally in the virtual studio. So today we are truly international. Is Kendall Gillespie, a business consultant. And Kendall, hello, hello, I understand.
Good morning,
you're
good morning.
Virgin Islands. Yeah, you're in the Virgin Islands today. How cool is that?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, that is totally cool. Well, I guess that speaks to some degree about some of the benefits of being an entrepreneur and pursuing work and getting in R&R at the same time. So congratulations. That's very
thank you. Thank you. Absolutely. It's more than just work. It's a lifestyle.
Well, I guess when we were talking earlier, before we were officially on air, you were saying that you're getting to see the sunrise. So that must be great. I mean, I know the sunrise in Brooklyn in New York is wonderful, but I imagine it's a little bit different in the Virgin Islands.
Yeah, there's nothing obstructing my view. You know, I just see Caribbean Sea and a lot of green. So it's beautiful.
Well, that is wonderful. And that's a great backdrop, I think, for our conversation this morning as we talk about your journey as an entrepreneur, some lessons learned, and why you're doing what you're doing. So let's get started. What's that significant story, as you look out on the beautiful sunrise, that really is behind you being the entrepreneur that you are today?
Yeah, sure. I guess the significant story is that I started out working in a nonprofit private sector, and I found myself consistently feeling rewarded by taking advantage of opportunities that didn't necessarily exist internally. I kind of created opportunities by, one, doing stuff that other people didn't want to do, and then really kind of just going above and beyond and finding opportunities that, were there but weren't necessarily defined in my work scope.
Okay. Yeah. So what did that look like, for example, in a nonprofit?
Sure. I mean, nonprofits are, in my opinion, or it's been my experience, nonprofits are very, very much data driven, because they have to answer to, funders, whether it be private or public. So they're very much focused on getting the job done as the contract is defined. In the nonprofit sector, when you're working, you're more than likely working with underserved populations, and those individuals or the work scope often goes beyond just data. You're dealing with living, breathing people that, have had needs. There were numerous opportunities to address their needs in a creative way that allowed one to satisfy the scope or objectives outlined in contracts, but also to maximize what was available to service the client's constituents in the best way possible. An example of that. A concrete example of that was I had the opportunity to design a career program. So I basically did that by combining or adapting Maslow's hierarchy of needs to the most cutting edge information that we had at the time around career exploration and development.
Mm-hmm. And as a result of doing that, what happened? What happened that sort of set that light bulb off for you that you were really kind of being an entrepreneur?
Sure. One, I was able to get results. I was like, hey, I'm pretty good at this. Two, really getting the information and applying it to myself. A lot of times, well, I'll speak for myself, we do things for others that we don't necessarily do for ourselves. So I had the opportunity to work with individuals around career exploration. And, you know, as I'm asking these questions, doing these assessments, doing a career plan, I said, hey, I need to do this for myself because I'm not sure I'm in the exact space that makes me feel how I want to feel. So that I think that was like a pivotal moment that kind of began my path towards becoming an entrepreneur.
Wow. Wow. That's I really appreciate you sharing that, Kendall, because in being in the career development space, as you said, you got to ask questions and you took those questions, you used them on yourself. As you began to explore your strengths and what you wanted to do and your vision for yourself, what were some of the entrepreneurial activities that came up for you that you explored where you made money or you at least transformed them from being something that you'd like to do to being a really serious hobby?
Sure. Some of the things that I had the opportunity to do and earn money, and I feel very fortunate because everyone doesn't have, these type of opportunities. I've had the opportunity to do some acting. PM videography work. And those two opportunities kind of really opened my eyes to, you know, this is something that I can actually do. I can actually make money and do stuff that I love doing and be able to support myself.
Okay. And that's kind of exciting because often I hear that actors need to take on other jobs because it's hard to be acting full time. And with photography and videography, I know that those are often businesses where there are a lot of other people doing it. So some tough competition because everybody's got a cell phone or everyone has access to Snapchat or whatever. So how did you move from, you know, finding something that you enjoyed and you got paid for, so the acting and videography, to recognizing it that it's something that you could consistently earn money, develop clients, make into a business?
Sure. I want to clarify. Initially, those things were very, very sporadic. I still had a job, but I still put myself out there to take advantage of opportunities that came up here and there. But going back to the question that you just asked, I guess photography, videography, in my opinion, is a very saturated market or industry because of technology, because of the amount of people who have cameras and consider themselves photographers and videographers. I guess what became apparent to me was that because, you know, there are so many options for someone who's looking for that type of service, that it's more than actually selling the service utility. It's about the experience that you provide for your clients and individuals that come in contact with you.
Mm. So in business, we often call that, you know, understanding and identifying your competitive advantage. And what I hear you saying is you understanding your strengths and selling the experience was a big part of what you did. Can you share, because your business now, as when I introduced you, was Kendall Gillespie Business Consultant. How did you come into the business that you are in now, and to what degree did the acting, the photography, the videography contribute to you being where you are?
Great question. I think photography and videography really gave me the tools to put myself in front of small businesses, just out of necessity, being able to capture their brand or experience digitally or visually. But again, differentiating myself from others, I was able to infuse give more of a value add by offering some of my business sense or training to complement the videography and photography stuff. Did that fully answer your question? I'm sorry.
Yes, it did. And I know when we were talking before, you shared an example of how you worked with some folks that were between the ages of 16 and 24, and that was one of the moments that helped define you as a business consultant. Can you share that with the audience? Because I think, again, your perspective, Kendall, is unique. You're introducing entrepreneurship, the value of discovering yourself, the value of understanding how to differentiate your business, and then, taking some of the things that you're passionate about and over time evolving them to have a business that's stronger.
Sure. So the opportunity that you're referring to is a contract that I had the privilege of executing just earlier this year. And the contract entailed teaching young folk, as you mentioned, 16 to 24 entrepreneurship. One point that I just want to make is that if you want to stay ahead or be up to speed with your field, you may want to find an opportunity somewhere to do some teaching. It forces you to really be able to understand what you're doing because you have to present it to others so in a digestible way. Mm. And it also forces you to come up to speed with the current trends in that specific area. But going back to your question, I had the opportunity to work with about 8 young people over the course of 3 months and teach them about entrepreneurship. The culminating event for that program was for them to take everything that they learned and to execute a pop-up shop. And pop-up shops are becoming more popular. Kanye has made crazy money doing pop-up shops over the last few months, a year or so. I mean, he obviously has the name and brand and fanatic fans behind that to earn that much. But that was the culminating event. They had to take everything that they learned and execute that in a pop-up shop type of format. Collectively, I guided them towards doing a creative fair. So they were able to, one, make, a significant amount of money up front by selling space to vendors to be a part of the event. Ultimately, we were able to engage about 65 young entrepreneurs, and we were able to to execute a creative market on the rooftop of the Brooklyn Children's Museum, for which they made over $20,000 collectively. That was an example of me leveraging, you know, some of my skills to one, engage the eight young people that I work with over the 12 weeks, as well as to leverage my skill sets and as well as the skill sets of the young people that I was working with to engage another 65 entrepreneurs and get a turnout big enough for them to actually bring in $20,000. So that's an example of you know, how I've been able to navigate you know, the creative entrepreneurial space.
Mm-hmm. And that's a space that, again, many people want to be in. They're talented, whether they're singers or actors or artists or designers or photographers, et cetera. And many people are great at their craft, technically as well as creatively. But the business of being a business person isn't necessarily familiar to them. So being mm-hmm. able to help them is really powerful. You're mm-hmm. doing some exciting things in your own business. Again, I mentioned with pride, not jealousy, with pride that you're in the Virgin Islands this morning. And I'm really tickled for you because I met you in New York. I know your energy. I've, in fact, hired you a few times as a photographer and videographer for some important events, including one with Martha Stewart and another a friend's birthday party. And mm-hmm. I was just really delighted at, again, the technical skill that you had of capturing the faces and the movement and the energy of the event, and then also the business sense of being available, being customer-focused, delivering on time, understanding, you know, taking the time to understand, you know, what we were looking for. So I know that you are a business person that is passionate about creativity and also passionate about serving the customer. You're in the Virgin Islands, and you shared with me offline that you have some hopes of doing work internationally. How did your business evolve? Can we as listeners support you moving forward?
Sure. You know, it was an interesting journey. I think around the time that I met you, I didn't even know what to charge for my service, right? So mm-hmm. it was just mm-hmm. I want to do this. I have to do this, and I think I'm good at it, but I didn't even know what to charge. And I moved from not knowing what to charge to trying to get as many customers as possible. In essence, being a perpetual job hunter, and mm-hmm. really from not knowing what to charge to really working around the clock, because believe it or not, I feel like I work a lot harder than what I did when I was working with a nonprofit or in the private mm-hmm. sector. Mm-hmm. You know, if your business is your pride and joy, you're going to do what it takes to make it succeed. And then, you know, a lot of times you don't have the same, you know, your business structure is you. You're wearing multiple hats. In order to, mm-hmm. to deliver on time, sometimes it requires, you know, not getting the full 8 hours of sleep that most people get, you know, but you have to believe that it's going to pay off. But to answer your question, mm-hmm. to getting to where I'm at now, I think part of how I got here was just what I recommended earlier, right? Being in a space where you're positioned to teach as well as to learn and be ahead of the curve. So I've also had the opportunity to consult with a few startup tech and social media companies. And mm-hmm. I've only had the opportunity because I've been ahead of the curve in certain areas for which they've needed in their developmental phases. So right now, it looks like I'll be consulting with an international company. And if someone wants to get in touch with me, they can contact me. One, it's an international marketing company with, you know, some amazing products. And if someone wants to get in touch with me, my email is Kendall, K-E-N-D-A-L-L, .Glaspie, G-L-A-S-P-I-E, at BigReviewTV.com.
Big Review, like R-E-V-I-E-W?
Correct.
Big Review Company, spelled out?
TV.com. Mm-hmm.
TV.com. Okay, excellent. BigReviewTV.com. Oh, how cool. How cool. So, Kendall, you have, over the years, I've always seen you with a very pleasant disposition, very optimistic. And business is challenging. There's ups and downs and twists and turns. What are some favorite quotes that kind of keep you motivated as you navigate your entrepreneurial journey?
Sure. I don't know if it's a quote, but it's a mindset. You know, I go to church every Sunday. And, you know, I'm a Christian, so one of the things that I do is that I commit to, waking up every day, you know, as a new person. So I try to die daily, if that makes sense. You know, I put yesterday in the past, and I try to look at each morning as a new day. What can I do better? What do I need to leave, in yesterday, and what do I need to bring forward in today? So I guess that's my living quote.
Wow, that's very powerful. That is very powerful. As we wrap up, Kendall, and I definitely appreciate you sharing how people can get in touch with you by emailing you at Kendall, K-E-N-D-A-L-L, .Glaspie, G-L-A-S-P-I-E, at BigReviewTV.com. When you look at your upcoming journeys, which now will include being international, what will you continue to do that really helps define you for the market as a business consultant? When people think of Kendall, what do you want them to know about you as your brand and you as the business consultant?
I guess I want to be known as someone who, one, is professional, is able to solve tough and unique problems, and someone who is evolving ahead of the trend rather than behind or with the trend.
Really, really powerful. Thanks so much for being a guest on Significant Business Results Radio. It's wonderful in a lot of ways that technology allows us to stay connected across borders, across water. And it's been really fun. Yeah, it's been really fun to see you evolve. So if as you are moving forward, if there's anything I can do or our listeners can do to help you, please let us know. And for the listeners, Kendall is a really great person. I've enjoyed working with him and very excited to see this next stage of your journey. So thank you again for taking some time out this morning, and safe travels as you come back to the States and settle back into New York.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate you. I'm going to go for a swim.
Oh, take care, terrific. Well, enjoy. Okay, take care, Kendall.
All right, bye-bye.
Significant Business Results Radio features concise and compelling interviews with entrepreneurs and business leaders, hosted by Fran McNeil, President of Significant Business Results, LLC. Follow Significant Business Results Radio on blogtalkradio.com/significantbusinessresults.